Family and friends, sorry I'm a little late on the podcast update. We've been struggling with some power issues and water and sewer, whatnot. Just normal everyday life here, I suppose. But anyways, here's our update for this last month of September. I'll just go ahead and read it as it's written. Family and friends, as I write this newsletter, I can't help but relate our current journey to riding in the wake while water skiing. I might be missing our old lake life a bit. Riding in the wake is what we would do. Tuck in behind the boat, throttle down, and hold on. We would do this to get across the rough parts of the lake, and then resume carving when we were in a bay. Riding in the wake is not smooth, but it's the best place to be when the water is choppy, and you are just, especially when you're just going to another spot. That's how it is now. We feel like God is pulling us forward, and we're just along for the ride. Since this mission slash endeavor began here in Guatemala, it has felt like God has been pulling us along, leading us and guiding us. We are simply hanging on, accomplishing things only because He is ahead, knocking down much of the chop. I remember doing the Experiencing God study during my undergrad. One of the pivotal lessons I took from that is to experience God. All we need to do is to look where He is already working and get in on it. I have onboarded that way of thinking and discerning ever since. You know what? It works. We see God making good on His word and saving people in all the people groups, reaching down and pulling out the least of these. He is doing a unique work among the unreached deaf in Guatemala. We can't take credit for anything. We get to follow in His wake and be part of His work. He is calling out a people of His own from among a people who are often forgotten, abused, and disadvantaged by every definition. We play a super small part in what He is doing by loving, serving, and giving language and opportunities to families to communicate with their deaf family and neighbors. Maybe someday we will see a time when the deaf are seen as valued as God sees them. I'm so pumped to say, to share, that we have successfully funded all 25 water filters for the needy families. We have installed 6 of them and plan to continue at a pace of 5 each week. So we still have time for follow-ups and house visits. This is a significant step for us. Though it may seem small from your perspective, it involved researching types, sourcing, transporting quality filters, and acquiring accessories like buckets and hoses in Guatemala. Coordinating with village leaders on distribution also requires careful care. Thanks to your generosity, we can provide clean drinking water to families lacking this basic necessity. This project is opening doors and building stronger relationships within the community. Thank you. I know someday I will look back at this and laugh at how small of a step it is, but it's a big deal right now. The entire initiative seems to be working, and we're getting good feedback, and they are using them. A side note, I've heard that drinking water is a significant issue right now because of the flooding and the storms in the U.S. I highly recommend this Sawyer system if anybody needs some contacts for the filters. It would work great in natural disaster areas. We are joining you in prayer and praying for those affected. This month has been busy as we dive into our weekly activities. By the grace of God, there is some resemblance of a routine developing. We have dedicated Fridays and Saturdays to mountain days. Along with our board, we sense that this time is focused on getting the house situated, building into the infrastructure of the mission. Along with having a secure home, the entire point behind the work is to make it more suited for visitors. It just so happens we do not have any visitors or significant events planned until December. To us, it's just another way that we are in the wake of God. He is even clearing our schedules when we have a lot going on. Regarding the work in the mountains, we currently have 2 formal classes going. The first is in Ayarza, which has a small grocery market and 2 gas stations, so it's more of a town. That class is held in the school district headquarters building. I'm really excited to support the Ayarza community. There's so much opportunity there. The district superintendent welcomed us to hold the classes at the school district headquarters. On average, about 15 people attend these classes, including two families with deaf kids, teacher, interns, and community teachers. The other class is in the village of El Jardin, where we hold classes in the public school on Saturday when the building is free. Simultaneously, our class in El Jardin has grown in attendance. We usually have about 30 kids and a handful of adults slash teens. There is a super sweet deaf girl from a very remote area who is super poor. I'm not even sure if any of the siblings go to school. She was super faithful in class and then just stopped. While doing house visits and visiting this family, I learned how hard it was when there were so many kids. They're not used to that at all. So we offered to teach in a house of a warm and welcoming family with whom we've built a relationship with, that is also very welcoming of the shy girl. There usually ends up being about 10 people there. So I guess we have 3 classes going on. While sign language teaching remains one of our main avenues of ministry, we are also committed to evangelism and discipleship through partnership with local churches. Recently, a pastor friend from El Jardin visited me in El Progreso. His generosity in traveling a far way reflects the spirit of his community. He was down here on his motorcycle to sell some corn he grew. He just wanted to bring us some corn. The generosity is incredibly humbling. One encounter with a deaf family in El Jardin was particularly humbling. As we left, they rushed after us with a bunch of bananas to share. This incredible kindness the people express is overwhelming. As far as the family goes, the boys are back in school after enjoying their summer break. It was short because we wanted them to be free during teams and to help host visitors. Hopefully. Hint, hint. Their schedules are full. We have added formal Spanish lessons to their curriculum alongside music and karate, which has unexpectedly become a fun activity for them. It's a joy to see them socialize with others their age. I'm also staying on track with my doctorate program. I worked ahead this year so I don't have any coursework due until January, allowing me some time off. I'm grateful for the chance to catch up and refresh before diving back in. It has freed me up for the house project. Progress is moving very slow for our house, mainly because the primary access is closed. The city has closed the entire road for a month to allow for curing, and it's been quite the waiting game. We complain, but are very thankful for a new concrete road leading to our house. In the meantime, I've been focused on learning where and how to buy materials for the property, buying all the tools, working on the design, and the budget, and staying busy with the ongoing projects as best as I can. We have 4 full-time guys connected / related to other deaf people, and a young deaf adult is working part-time with us because he's still in school. Hopefully, we will jump into more vertical construction once the road opens, possibly next week. Our church has become a central part of our lives here. I've preached twice on Wednesday nights since our last update, and Sarah's been actively involved in women's gathering. Since we are usually the last ones there, we have become the unofficial family cleanup crew on Sundays. I was invited to a conference / meeting with all the teaching pastors and elders next week in the Capitol. There's talk of mission outreaches in the mountains with all the campuses coming together. There's 7 campuses at this church. We will see what the Lord has planned. We are deeply thankful for the relationships we build within the church community. The people have become very dear to us. Regarding our mission support, we are currently at 111% of our budget, which is an excellent place to be, according to our sending organization, Shepherd Staff. We are looking for additional monthly sponsors to help sustain our outreach operations fund. We look forward to reconnecting with you at our monthly prayer meeting tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I've included the prayer guide below. I'm sorry, guys, I didn't get this podcast out before the prayer meeting. Anyways, thank you for riding in the wake of God's goodness and faithfulness with us. Our prayer guide is as follows. prayer and praises. For the crew of guys working on the house, and then I get opportunities to practice my language skills, sign, and Spanish with them. We praise the Lord for the open door in Ayarsa and the excitement around that class. We praise for the consistency in the sign language classes in El Jardín. Praise for a successful launch and funding of the water filters. A praise for the great homeschool setup and an incredible community to live in. Plus the online tutor we got for Levi with his math. Praise for the opportunities I have to develop and practice preaching in Spanish. Also for the sweet church family that is patient and kind to me in this. Praise for our paperwork cleared the FBI background checks and is now with the State Department. We're praising God that He knew what we needed before we knew, and how He has gone before us in the schedule and basically in everything. Our prayer requests are as follows. Good interactions and opportunities with residents during the water filter project. The house project goes well. That we balance our opportunities well with the church, mission, and community. That we would have and then take the opportunity to transform the friendships we've started in the mountains into more discipleship-type relationships. Pray that more deaf and their immediate family would come to learn sign language with us. That God would continue to bring awareness and workers to the deaf people worldwide. This is a massive unreached people group. Guatemala is said to have roughly 1.7 million deaf, and approximately 1 million have no language at all. Pray that we effectively learn and then teach sign language and minister to this forgotten people group. Pray that there is a significant breakthrough in the spiritual darkness, which seems to be strengthened by the layers of poverty in the mountains. Pray that God would show us what He is doing with the mission outreach between our church and the mountains. And with that, pray that we would help it go down well. Wisdom is needed to manage all the friendships between these two circles of people. Pray for the ongoing residency and application process. Thank you for praying and supporting us. We are truly blessed to be in Guatemala, loving and serving the deaf. Be blessed, the Johnsons. Thank you guys so much. Until next month.